Sport fishing for king salmon near Haines and Skagway will be nearly non-existent this year. And a Haines conservation group files a procedural challenge to the baby brown timber sale. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. Alarmingly low king salmon runs in the Chilkat River will likely have ripple effects on a range of local fisheries. Sport fishing near Haines and Skagway will be nearly non-existent this year. And that's not the only change.
This will be the first time that we've closed the whole Haines-Skagway area to king salmon retention. Yeah.
Rich Chapel is the area sport fish biologist for Fish and Game. In 2017, the Chilkat Inlet north of Seduction Point will be closed to king salmon sport fishing from April 15th through July 15th. It's completely closed to retention. Chapel says they've tried closing just the Chilkat Inlet before.
2015, that worked. In 2016, that wasn't enough.
He says they need to be more restrictive. So this year, Chinook retention will not be allowed in the Lynn Canal north of Sherman Rock, all the way up to Skagway. That means if you inadvertently catch a king, you have to release it unharmed. These restrictions are going into effect because drastic times call for drastic measures. Last year's escapement estimate for large Chilkat Chinook was the lowest in about 25 years.
I was just so disappointed last year. I was just really surprised how weak the run was, despite our conservation measures. That was quite a wake-up call. I thought we had seen the bottom, you know, of low marine survival rates.
A downward trend has persisted in the area over the last 10 years. In 2017, the in-river run is forecasted to be just 634 mature fish. Chapel says they've never seen a return that small. The escapement goal is between 1,700 and 3,500 fish. He says a big driver of the trend is poor marine survival.
Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do to increase ocean survival. That's just environmental conditions that are way beyond our power to control. But what we can control is a human harvest. And so to make the escapement goal, we're reducing harvest of king salmon in all the fisheries in Southeast.
Chapel says the spring king salmon saltwater fishery is one of the biggest for sport fishing in the area. A derby is traditionally held each year, but was canceled the last 2 years. With no retention allowed in the area this year, that will be the case again. The Juneau Area Derby has also been canceled, which could mean a few more Chilkat Chinook that might have been intercepted will make it back to the river. Other nearby fisheries that might impact Chilkat Kings are also likely to see restrictions. And there's more in the works for Haines and Skagway. Fish and game biologists are still developing new restrictions for subsistence and commercial gillnet fisheries. Mark Soggy is the area management biologist for those two fisheries. He says both will see changes this year. Tentatively, Soggy says the drift gillnet subsistence fishery won't be allowed in the Chilkat Inlet until mid-July. In the river, he says there's traditionally a 7-day-a-week opening from June 15th through the end of July from Mile 19 to Wells Bridge. But he's contemplating limiting that to 4 days a week, so there's some time when fish can migrate without being caught. He's also planning to put restrictions on the local gillnet commercial fishery. There are three different areas that could be affected.
For 15A, we're going to implement night closures, probably for the first 3 weeks of the season. What that does is really cut down on the number of immature Chinook that are caught.
Then there's the chum fishery in 15C.
Probably only be able to have 2-day openings for the full width of the canal in 15C from Point Bridget South. Any extensions that I give to harvest the enhanced chums will be in the what's called the postage stamp area, which is a very smaller, well-defined area where the Chinook harvest will probably go down.
And finally, the boat harbor area.
On the boat harbor side, the change there is proposed to be to keep the fishery within a mile of shore and not go to a 7-day-a-week opening until after the first four openings.
He's also planning to implement a 6-inch maximum mesh restriction for commercial gillnets for the first 2 weeks of the season. Though the forecast for this year is dismal, Chapel says there is reason to be optimistic about the future of Chilkat Chinook. Last fall, while tagging fish for population research, he says the department marked the highest number of juvenile kings ever, since the tracking started in the 1990s. The largest timber sale in the Haines State Forest in decades is facing another challenge. A local conservation group is appealing the Division of Forestry's land use plan for a portion of the 855-acre sale. The group says the process forestry followed violates regulations and degrades public accountability. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
The Baby Brown timber sale has gone through about 2 years of planning and public input, including multiple appeals. The sale encompasses 855 acres of old-growth spruce and hemlock between Jarvis and Porcupine Creeks, about 35 miles northwest of Haines. The harvest would bring a major sale to what officials say is an underutilized forest.
As far as I can see, there is no local benefit whatsoever.
Eric Hawley is president of Lynn Canal Conservation. LCC was one of three conservation groups that appealed the Baby Brown final best interest finding in 2015, but the Department of Natural Resources commissioner denied the appeal and harvest plans moved forward. In December of 2016, a bidder was chosen. Astoria Forest Products out of Oregon offered about $270,000 for the 20 million board feet. It was the only bid. But LCC saw a flaw in how forestry went about the final hurdle in its timber sale process.
You know, the state has to follow certain procedures, and they can't do forest land use plan. They can't sign a contract until a forest land use plan is done for the entire sale, and they've only done that for a portion of the sale.
Forest land use plans are site-specific guidelines for a harvest, including the location, harvest methods, and mitigation measures. The land use plans give state agencies, members of the public, and other stakeholders a chance to comment on the details. Baby Brown's harvest details have not been determined yet for the entire area. Of the 855-acre sale, forestry has so far adopted a land use plan for only 137 acres. LCC's argument is that Baby Brown should not have gone to bid prior to completing a land use plan for the entire area. So why did forestry decide to create land use plans piecemeal? Forestry Director Chris Mache said by email that for large volume sales like Baby Brown, it is impractical to complete land use plans for the entire thing at once. He says sales like these often take place over a number of years, and it's better to create land use plans closer to when the timber will actually be harvested. Haines forester Greg Palmieri says breaking the harvest plans up into smaller pieces could make it more digestible for the public.
They don't have to look at the entire thing. They can say, okay, you know, here we have this concern, here we don't. And therefore, you get a more beneficial look, you get a more critical look at the sale overall.
The current land use plan deals with two parcels that total 137 acres adjacent to Glacier Creek.
So this would allow an operator to then begin harvest on the Baby Brown timber sale in the first operating season.
The operator will not be able to harvest the other parcels of the Baby Brown sale until the land use plans for those areas have been developed. The decision about whether that process is correct is now in the hands of the DNR commissioner. Hawley says LCC's main concern is the impact of widespread old-growth harvest on watersheds and wildlife. But he says LCC exhausted that argument in its unsuccessful appeal of the final best interest finding. He says now it seems the best option to try to stop the sale is this procedural challenge. The appeal has delayed the timber sale contract with Astoria Forest Products. Palmieri says he is waiting to finalize the contract until the commissioner responds to the appeal. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.